This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. State lawmakers passed a bill out of the House last night that would block cities in Alabama from raising the local minimum wage. As the debate grew contentious in Montgomery, protesters gathered in Mountain Brook to oppose the bill and show support for the Birmingham City Council's decision to raise that city's minimum wage. Ashley Cleek reports.
About 50 people gather in the rain on a small triangle of grass in front of Bromberg's Jewelry in Mountain Brook to protest the bill proposed by an Alabama legislator for Mountain Brook.
What do we want?
Tips!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Tips!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
The group includes pastors, restaurant owners, retirees, and people like LaRonda Ellis, who makes $7.25 an hour, the federal minimum wage.
It's hard. I worked for probably $5.45 forever. I didn't get a raise until they did the $7.25, and I haven't got another one since.
Doug Hoffman's the founder of the nonprofit Engage Alabama. He helped organize the protest. He says he pushed for the $10.10 minimum wage in Birmingham.
I started saying, you know, the state legislature's never going to raise the minimum wage. They're not going to expand Medicaid, it didn't seem like. Let's get the minimum wage raised. And a side benefit of doing that is many, many people will get qualify for an affordable health care policy.
Birmingham City Council unanimously passed the raise back in August of last year. The council stipulated minimum wage would go up to $8.50 this year and $10.10 next year. Alabama is one of five states with no mandated minimum wage. Businesses use the federal rate. While Birmingham is Alabama's first city to try to raise its minimum wage, UAB, the state's largest employer, recently said it would raise its minimum wage to $11 an hour in March. At the protest, people from Huntsville and Tuscaloosa say their city councils are also thinking about raising the minimum wage. But not if a new bill becomes law. Last week, David Faulkner, a state representative from Mountain Brook, filed a bill to block cities from adopting their own minimum wage. He argued that the state needs uniformity instead of a patchwork of minimum wage laws. Faulkner didn't respond to repeated requests to comment from WBHM, but he did speak about the bill on Thursday down in Montgomery.
This bill simply says that if you're going to do it, you've got to do it at the state level where we can have a consistent uniform minimum wage across the state of Alabama.
We want local control! We want local control!
But this crowd says Birmingham's already spoken. People driving home through the wet streets of Mountain Brook honk in support. As the protesters march around the quaint Tudor-style village, Lyda Hill, a Mountain Brook resident, joins in. She's not one of Faulkner's constituents, but they do go to the same church.
The reason I came is that I could not understand any reason why the legislature would be able to make the decision about the minimum wage that Birmingham was making. People can't live on the minimum wage in Birmingham.
She says she thinks raising the minimum wage would put a dent in poverty, too. Faulkner's bill passed the House Tuesday night. It now moves on to the Senate. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.